Today marks the anniversary of the deadliest industrial disaster in New York City history. In 1911, 146 garment workers, most of them immigrants, lost their lives in a fire at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. The fire devastates the family at the heart of Ricky Ian Gordon's opera Morning Star, which is set on Manhattan's Lower East Side. To mark the anniversary, the opera is being presented on the Lower East Side. Naomi Lewin has more.
I smelled something burning. I saw the red flame.
The Triangle Waist Company, as it was called, made women's shirts. It employed hundreds of people, mostly women and mostly immigrants, in a sweatshop on the top three floors of a 10-story building. On March 25, 1911, a fire broke out and spread quickly because of all the fabric and the poor working conditions. The disaster became a touchstone for the labor movement, says Rose Imperato, vice president of Remember the Triangle Fire Coalition.
The fire escape was basically rusted, and when workers climbed onto it, it collapsed under their weight. So many died falling to their death. The doors were locked in part. The factory owners didn't want the workers taking home scraps, and they didn't want union organizers coming in.
My mother's mother, Rebecca Lieberman, worked at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
Composer Ricky Ian Gordon.
And on the day of the fire, she was homesick. And when her mother heard what was happening, she dragged my grandmother there, and they literally saw bodies, like my grandmother's friends and people she worked with, flying out the window in flames.
Morning Star had just premiered in Cincinnati when Eric Einhorn heard about the opera.
About a Jewish immigrant family on the Lower East Side of Manhattan in the early 20th century and the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. And I was thinking, this has to be in New York.
Einhorn is the founder of On Site Opera, which stages site-specific productions around New York City. The first one was Shostakovich's Tale of the Baby Mouse at the Bronx Zoo.
Baby mouse, I've come to see you. Croak, croak.
And from there, we went to the Cotton Club in Harlem, where we did Gershwin's Blue Monday.
And after that, they did Rameau's Pygmalion at Madame Tussaud's Wax Museum. The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory building still stands. The fire is a pivotal moment in the opera, but it's only part of the story, so the factory building wasn't really an appropriate venue. Instead, Einhorn turned to the Eldridge Street Synagogue, because each act of the opera is framed by the Kaddish, the Jewish prayer for the dead.
This idea of creating a kind of memory play out of the opera, where the audience walks in to a funeral and they're there to attend this memorial service, complete with coffins and mourners, and out of that comes this story about this family and this community impacted by this horrible tragedy within this incredibly holy and sacred space.
The composer visited the 19th century space on Eldridge Street and knew his opera had come home.
You walk into the synagogue and the first thing you see is a gigantic round glass window that looks like one big morning star. And it seemed like a sign. I mean, when you see the synagogue and you see this window, you just think, wow, talk about beshert.
Yiddish for it was meant to be. Ricky Ian Gordon's Morning Star is being performed to mark the 107th anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin.